Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoeconomy Quick Read. Since the last one was so dry, and I found another short article that I wanted to do, one about the Venezuela Petros cryptocurrency, I decided to go ahead and just do one from another one from BitcoinMagazine.com, this one by Sean Gordon, who is a staff writer at Bitcoin Magazine, and this is about the Venezuela Petros, titled, Venezuela Launches Petros Cryptocurrency Amid Growing Skepticism. So let's go ahead and get into it. With crushing debt and a starving population, the Maduro government in Venezuela is launching what it says is the world's first sovereign cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrency is designed to bypass U.S. government sanctions against the socialist regime. The Petros cryptocurrency will have an initial value tied to the price of a barrel of Venezuelan crude oil in mid-January, which was $60 per barrel, with a target of 100 million Petros to be sold. The U.S. Treasury Department warned that the move may violate last year's sanctions, while Venezuelan opposition leaders say the sale constitutes an illegal issuing of debt. After the first day of trading, President Maduro claimed to have raised $735 million. State officials are claiming a 5x increase in traffic to the website. But some critics, including Venezuelan product designer and cryptocurrency writer Alejandro Machado, are skeptical. In speaking with Bitcoin Magazine, Machado commented that he was unable to find any transactions on the blockchain regarding Petros, and while the token was originally slated to be released on the Ethereum network, it since has transitioned to Neem. Quote, the government hasn't confirmed that this is the address, but they confirmed they're using Neem, and it's the only mosaic matching the Petro description, Machado said. The mosaic's metadata also uses similar phrasing to the white paper, end quote. Machado has been writing about the upcoming Petros since early December 2017, remarking, quote, many think it's yet another episode of empty propaganda, but I profoundly disagree. Chavismo is facing the existential danger of running out of funds, and they're betting heavily on the Petro. His skepticism about the plan runs deep. Quote, no doubt aware of their terrible track record, the government is incentivizing participation in the private sale by offering a 60% discount. What company in the world would sell 38 million units of a product for less than half their market value? A company that doesn't intend to ship you the product after you buy, of course. With $150 billion in foreign debt, quadruple-digit inflation, the collapse of their oil output, and crushing sanctions by the U.S. and the EU, the Venezuelan government has become increasingly creative in ways to generate revenue. Petros represents nothing more than a promise against the 300 million barrels of oil that Venezuela believes they can recover but have yet to pull from the ground. There is an additional problem that U.S.-based investors purchasing the Petros would be in violation of American sanctions and could find themselves in trouble with Uncle Sam. That one was really short and sweet, so I figured I'd go ahead and tack that on, and it does a great job of summing up how ridiculous this Petros cryptocurrency actually is. I just can't imagine that they have raised $735 million with this. I think that would be absolutely absurd. Their own people don't trust their currency, and it is absolutely dying. What is, when one government promise is being thrown away like trash, what the hell is the value of a new government promise? So I just can't imagine that that's the truth. Particularly when they've already proven that they can't be trusted on pretty much any other issue. So it'll be interesting to watch this unfold, and I will be very excited breaking out the popcorn when we get to see the fallout from when everybody, if anybody invested in this thing, when it finally comes to light that this was all just a bunch of crap. But that's just my opinion. That will conclude our super short and sweet crypto economy quick read. Don't forget to check out BitcoinMagazine.com, where that article was, and Sean Gordon, the writer. I'll be sure to tag everybody in the post. And follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy and SoundCloud at Crypto Economy. I'll catch you guys next time. Take it easy.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.